All right, I show 1 o'clock, and we'll call this meeting back to order for two things that we had reposted for 1 o'clock today. The first one, Commissioner Strahan, is the UniFirst Customer Services Agreement, which is an agreement that the Buildings and Grounds has wants to enter in regarding the mats in the
judicial facility.
Right.
A jail, actually.
Right. It's a two-year agreement, but we have a one-year renewal at the after the end of 1 year, so we're not obligated for 2 years. We're obligated for one plus one.
Right.
So with that, I'll move, and this has been reviewed by legal counsel, and he has attached the proper document for Commissioner Hausman to sign once we approve it. So motion to approve the UniFirst Customer Service Agreement as presented by counsel.
I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. The next order of business is the Cody Systems ledger.
And did you finally get that reviewed, Bob, to your satisfaction and everything? I'll make a motion for approval.
We have a motion by Commissioner Strahan. I'll second it. Bob, any discussion at all? Is it pretty straightforward and great shape?
Pretty straightforward. It's the second year. They've given us the letter saying that they're not charging the maintenance fees. And
it says all. They actually say all five agencies within Taney County. So
there's Bob, and before there was a statement made in a previous email that I got that they would consider next year's.
Yeah, they said that in their letter as well.
Okay,
they're
going
to do everything they can to work with us. Basically.
Is it in this letter? You know, I mean, did you remember reading it in this? Because it was in the first email.
In this letter, they said that they were going to work with us to the extent that it's feasible and commercially feasible as well. I mean, obviously they can't lose money,
right.
They're going to work with us.
I mean, I can read you the paragraph. It says, we understand that grant funding remains the primary source of funding for this project and are sensitive to that fact. As such, if it becomes clear that the funding will not be available in a time frame that will be sustainable for all parties, we will not leave agencies in Taney County in the lurch, but we'll work with them.
That's what I read.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're basically saying that they're open to working. All right, no other discussion. All those
governmental agreements as well. Linda brought those in this morning.
Are they part of this document?
No, they're separate from the document, but there are agreements with the different the other police agencies within the county.
So with this Cody System letter, we're also authorizing the intergovernmental agreements that go along with the letter?
You can do that in your motion.
I amend my motion to say so.
So we're going to, I'll amend my second, but basically you understand that we're also approving the intergovernmental agreements associated with this Cody letter. How's that?
That's good.
All right. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. The next thing we have on the agenda right now is we have a work session if we wanted to talk about personnel policy and meeting process and courthouse policy, and I would prefer that we don't because Mr. Hausman had some specifics he wanted to address.
I'm with you on that. I think it's all three of us' decision and comments.
Sure. All right. With that in mind, we will recess until 2 o'clock for public comments. So I call recess.